Bob Stoops with us. Bob, take us through what happened Sunday with you. Where were you, and what happened when you got the call from Joe Castiglione and Joe Harris?
Well, I was having a bad golf round and answered the phone, and all this was happening. So I hustled home, got myself together, and went with President Joe Harris and Joe Castiglione to, you know, to meet the team and, you know, to start moving the process forward.
Coach, I wondered if you could discuss the fine line of timing here, the motivation to do something quickly because of signing period, obviously, versus, you know, taking the time to pick the right person for the job. Wanted to get your thoughts on that dynamic.
Well, the whole football world has changed now with early signing period. Now, you know, coaching searches, coaching, this whole process now is all ramped up, different than it used to be. You used to have till February to, you know, to figure things out. Now so much is figured out, you know, here at, you know, the early signing date. So that's what's changed everything for everybody, hiring coaches, recruits, assistant coaches, all of it together is, you know, it just, you know, puts a lot of pressure on you. So sure, I know, you know, they would like to, you know, find somebody, obviously, sooner than later, but you still have to get the right person for the long term.
And Bob, I think you probably realize that your approval rating with Oklahoma fans has probably never been higher. It was high anyway, but I think people really appreciate how you have responded to this, and you just dropped everything on your plate. And I know you have a lot on your plate, but you dropped everything just so you could you know, pitch in and help. But give us an idea what your schedule has been like this week.
Well, first of all, you know, please, no more flowers by my statue. I didn't die, so I'm good. And, of course, I would. I mean, the second they asked, I said, I'm in. What do you need me to do? This is going to be the best thing. I don't want to get in something that isn't good for us. And they assured me that this would be the best, you know, way to manage through this time. And so, of course, I'm like, I'm in. You know, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And so, it's been busy. I mean, I addressed the team Sunday with, you know, Joe Harris and Joe Castiglione. And then Monday, you know, was with the staff that remained here, you know, visiting with them and what we need to do first and foremost with recruiting. And I you know, immediately, you know, what's the plan? We had a long meeting about how we can go about first reaching all the commitments and get to them and visit with them, reassure them that, you know, Oklahoma football is here to stay. It's not going away. And told them a lot about how bad the situation was when I walked in the door, you know, in 98, you know, for the 99 season. And compared to whoever's walking in this situation, it's like night and day. This is, you know, Lincoln didn't take the 10-2 team and leave with it. They're still here. These guys know how to play ball. It's a good, solid football team. We've got good coaches that have remained, and that's still in flux. I understand that. But whoever takes this job over is going to, first of all, there's a lot of great coaches out there that are all good people, and someone's going to inherit a great team.
Bob, it's a little different for the head.
Much different than what I inherited. So that's why everybody needs to have faith in this. We're going to be fine.
Bob, it's one process for a head coach, but it's another process for the assistant coaches, because as much as some guys might like to stay at Oklahoma, there's not necessarily the assurance that the next head coach would keep those guys. So what are those assistants going through at this point?
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure, not knowing if I have a job here or not. Other guys offered me a job. Do I go or not? I want to try and help these guys finish their bowl season, so they need me to coach. There's a lot. So that's where I, you know, people need to just realize these guys, it's a terrible position to be in, and there's no really perfect way to manage it. There isn't.
And how much of your time this week has been spent talking to the current players?
We just had a great, I went to all the workouts today, and We had great, virtually every. Then we had a good team meeting, and everybody's very positive, and just talking about how to finish the semester. Some on the academics, and then everybody very positive. A lot of good energy and very positive in the room. Workouts were very positive as well.
Brent Venables is a part of your staff when you hired him to come to Oklahoma, left and has done very well as a defensive coordinator at Clemson. Just give me your impressions of him overall, and maybe what's changed since he's left.
Oh, he's done Brent's done an awesome job there at Clemson, and what they've done in the last 10, 15 years is pretty incredible. I won't remember exactly how long Brent's been there, but they've been at the top of the food chain for a good while. So whatever they're doing there has really been positive, and Brent's been a big part of that. So, I'm not with Joe. You know, the hire is going to be Joe Castiglione's, and he only calls me when he feels that he wants to, unsure about something or what's my opinion on something, but that's
the countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Talking with Bob Stoops, and speaking of defensive coordinators, I mean, another name on the list is Dan Lanning, and I know you're not here to break down the prospects, but from this angle, Bob, you were hired as a defensive coordinator for a national championship team at Florida before you took over at OU. A guy like Lanning, whether you're talking about Lanning or Brent, guys who have not had head jobs, but when you got the OU job, I mean, you knew that you could do that job, right? That's my point here, right?
Well, my point is, yeah, the point ought to be, I mean, I didn't have head coaching experience and only had 3 years under Steve Spurrier, in that role. Of course, I was at K-State as well. So I led players. I held my assistant coaches accountable on the defensive side of the ball. I did everything a head coach does other than address the team. I addressed the defense, though. Lincoln Riley didn't have any head coaching experience. He did okay, and he took over something that was ready-made, ready to go. Whoever takes this job over is ready-made, ready to go. And, these assistant coaches have been around great programs. Look at, you're talking about those two guys, Georgia and Clemson, look what they're doing. They know what it takes facility-wise, academically, recruiting. They're recruiting at the highest level. They're a part of all that. So the head coach isn't doing all of it. Those guys are a major part of it. So, yes, they know how to do it. Heck, I think Brent's been a part of like 8 or 9 national championships. You kidding me? I mean, that's strong experience. And, listen, there's coordinators all over the country through the years. All the way back, Coach Switzer became the head coach, and you think he knew how to lead? There's different ways of doing it, and again, these guys that have been around these great programs, they know what they're doing.
You were asked this on Monday. Have you had a chance to think about who will be calling plays in the bowl game?
We haven't gotten even close. We haven't gotten to practice. Guys are just working out now. And that's usually been – that's the schedule, whether – it's always been this way. Too soon to start practices for that. And so we'll see. That's something that will be worked through later.
Yeah, we were talking about defense.
We don't even know what bowl game it is, Mark. You already right. want me to know who's calling the place.
Speaking
Let
of
me
young...
just put it this way, it won't be me.
That might be fun. I mean, that might be different for you.
Speaking of young defensive coordinators, Notre Dame just naming Marcus Freeman their new head coach this morning, Bob. So, again, a guy 35 years old, 1 year at Notre Dame, right?
Yeah, but again, look at the success they've had. He's seen it all the way it's happened, and everybody has a history and a track record. And when you've been around good people and have had success, it translates to being a head coach too.
Who do you like, Georgia or Alabama?
Oh, well, of course, Georgia. I mean, the way they've played, it's been unbelievable. I mean, defensively, and Alabama's had several close calls. I don't think Georgia's had any. So I think, heck, just a week ago, I thought Alabama was lucky to beat Auburn. I mean, Auburn had every opportunity to win that game.
Let's talk about your weekend coming up this weekend, because you do have another job with Fox, and you will be on the set this weekend, right?
Yes, I'm going to recruiting here today, and then this evening I'll end up in Indianapolis and be on set Saturday. So, yeah, Michigan versus my alma mater, the Hawkeyes. So I'll probably yell "Go Hawks" about 10 times on Saturday evening.
How do they match up against Michigan? Yeah, Michigan is coming off a big emotional win. It's almost like the Bedlam game, too, that Michigan and Oklahoma State are in these spots where huge win last week and an even bigger game coming up this week. So how do you expect that game to unfold?
You know what? Can I get my that's all right. I don't need my bag. I'll get it. I'm getting on a plane here. I'll get it when we get there. But, that is a concern, I would think, for Michigan. That's a huge emotional day and storm in the field. Coach Harbaugh, I loved it for him. All of it. I would think if it was just another regular game, it might be different. I would think they could put that past them because it's the Big Ten Championship, you know, to say, hey, look, this is really the ultimate goal here, you know, for this early part of the season, to be the champions, and they got their opportunity. But, you know, Iowa's defense will definitely keep them in the game. That, and then you just who comes up with a few big plays, or who has a couple, you know, come up with a couple big turnovers, you know, could really make a difference too.
And Bob,
I've got one more, Craig, and then we can let him go ahead. But what's been the dynamic this week with Reggie and Matt since obviously with Lincoln going to USC? I'm sure there's been some either good-natured discussions between you guys or maybe a little rivalry stoking.
He
maybe wheels up.
He might have gotten onto the plane and they might have cut off cell service. Hey, we really appreciate him doing that. And obviously, I mean, the man's boarding a plane, Marcus, and he's nice enough to come on with us. Okay.
Well, cool.
Go ahead, Mark.
Bob, we don't want to hold you up. I was just going to ask you about the dynamic. I know you've had a great relationship with Reggie and Matt, and I'm sure that there were some interesting conversations going on back and forth with you guys this week after Lincoln's move.
Oh, yeah. Just Sunday and Monday, there was a little back and forth with us. But they're very respectful and great guys, and they're really, just as they appear on TV, they're awesome guys to be around, and they're happy, of course. And I, you know, and they're, but they were again very good to me. And they realize, hey, like I said earlier, coach is going to walk into a great program, and we're not going to stop. You know, you know what I think too isn't talked about enough. Sometimes new energy, something different, gives you a boost, makes it even better. You know, that happens. Like I said, when I walked in here in 98, we had different ideas, different ways of doing things. 2 years later, we win the national championship. Who's to say someone doesn't walk in here, have some different ways of doing things, different ideas, and we don't improve from 10-2 to 12-0 or 11-1? You know, that can happen.
Hey, Bob, if you have time for one more real quick, this OSU defense, and I know you were pulling for the Sooners in Bedlam last week, but you have to appreciate the defense played by OSU this year, right?
Oh, yeah. Jim Knowles has done an awesome job. I talked to him earlier in the year. He was good enough to give me 15 minutes ahead of one of their games that we were going to be talking about on TV. He does an awesome job. The players, their effort, toughness, tackling, they play great, and I recognized it early. I'm like, wow, I just love watching good football, and so I've watched them a lot, and you know, and then I heard Mark talking about how their ages of all of them, and I'm like, well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, they don't make mistakes. You see so much maturity out there. on the field, and that's, you know, that's the age of them all. And so good for them. Good for Mike Gundy. I texted him earlier in the week. Good luck and congrats on the last game. And yeah, so they're poised, you know, to play a great game, I'm sure.
Safe travels, Bob. We'll see you on TV tomorrow. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Good to be with you. Bye.
Thank you, Bob. We appreciate it. Really do. Man, talk about the week that he has had, Marcus. I mean, he's out on the golf course. He gets the call. And did you hear the exchange where Joe Harris was talking about it and said, hey, can you be here in 25 minutes? He says, well, I'm on the golf course, need to take a shower. I'll be there in 20. Goodbye. And he's been on the run ever since then, right?
Yeah, so. I think that stability, that kind of voice of just what he said repeatedly over and over and over again is that, you know, the program's going to be fine with Lincoln, you know, walking away. There are people really pretty frustrated with him at times this year. You know, we had guys call in and suggest that he give up the play calling duties and all kinds of stuff throughout the season. But I think it's rare, based on Lincoln's exit, to see somebody that has as much loyalty as Bob does to the program here. It's pretty fantastic.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.